I'm still your host for the month, your Speakeasy event.
That's right. What is it today, Steve?
The 70s!
Celebrating the 70s. Were either of us born in the 70s?
Nah. Was Patrick born in the 70s?
Yep. So, you would have been a kid.
Who?
Our good old Patrick.
So, we should look him up.
Yeah, so what do you think? What do you know about the 70s, Steve?
Everybody had funny hair.
They did have very funny hair.
And now Patrick was a hippie.
Funny mustaches too.
I understand Patrick was a hippie. Patrick, if we're listening, you're a nice hippie.
Oh, you think the hippies were out in the 70s.
Patrick!
How old do you think our parents would have been in the 70s, Steve?
50.
50? Well, they'd probably be dead now then, Stephen. There were kids in the 70s. Well, no, mine were, and I'm guessing most of our parents here would be around that age. So it would have been kids that would have been younger than we are now.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
So, we got us on to kick things off.
Yeah, well, before we get into that, what do you know about the 70s, Steve?
I know there were a lot of oldies. So,
John Rockamama, that's one for you, Patrick.
It's a Speakeasy FM,
it's
our voice.
It's our voice. So,
turn it up.
Let's crack it, Greg!
Speakeasy fan.
Hi, Greg.
Hello, Michael. Been? Hello, Amy.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
Hey, how's my mate? Michael Don.
Yeah. I know he's tired today. I'm tired too.
If you haven't guessed it, I'm with Amy and Michael. And so you guys remember when we did the 60s show?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we're talking about...
TV show. That's the one,
sorry. Well, not in the 60s we were in. That's what we're going to talk about today. So, yeah, do we know anything about the 70s, guys?
The 70s. Yes, I do.
I mean, has anyone seen that TV show, That 70s Show?
Yeah,
yes,
I do.
Yeah? So that show is about the 70s.
Yeah, I know that. It's got Mila Kunis, it's got Donna, I think.
Yep.
Tofu Grace, Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, so that show is about the 70s. So the fashion, what they were wearing, the music they were listening to.
Yeah.
You see the TVs, like the big old TVs and tape players. That was the 70s. So, yeah, I mean, I think for most of us, our parents were probably would have been like either young teens in the or some even still young kids in the 70s.
Yeah.
So younger than we are now. All right, so I'm going to read you a couple of facts about the 70s and we're going to get into it.
Oh, that's
doing the Beatles again.
Well, I mean, actually the first fact would be that in the 70s, the Beatles broke up.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
ow, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, so in the 70s, the Beatles, that's when there were no more. I can see you guys aren't really too concerned about that.
Hey, Greg, you're funny, dude.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we weren't even born yet. A lot of people were really upset because the Beatles were the biggest band in the world. And then in the 70s, they broke up. So do you guys remember when One Direction broke up?
Oh, that's so correct, yes.
Yeah, I do.
It was like that. Do you remember how sad that was?
No.
Okay.
S Club 7 broke up, but I got upset about that.
So it was like that. You remember when S Club 7 broke up?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, no one.
Yeah, it was like that. How sad was that?
Very sad for me.
Very sad.
It's my favorite band.
Yeah, so for a lot of people, the Beatles were their favorite band, and they broke up.
Well, they're my favorite at all.
They're like the Wiggles, Adams.
What's that, Michael? They're like the Wiggles.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they look like them sometimes, don't they?
Yeah. That's a big bitch. No.
Yeah. Well, moving on then, I guess.
Yeah.
Not too concerned about the Beatles, apparently.
No.
Played guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, but then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hairdo. Like some cat from Japan, he could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. So where were the spiders while the fly tried to break our bones? Or just the fear about his bands, and should we cross his sweet hands? Oh. Ziggy played for time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass, he was the nasty with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy is sucked up into his mind. Like a lever messiah, when the kids had killed a man,
for as an effect.
I think I almost broke a hip dancing to that one, Steve. What a good choice.
So, now it's time for Is That a Fact?
Is That a Fact, Steve? Yeah. All right, 1970.
Yeah.
One fact is my parents were kids. Another fact is you and I weren't born.
Yeah.
Yeah, true, I'd say. All right, so, why was 1970 so special, Steve?
Because there were not many people around.
Well, there'd be less people than there are now.
Everyone had funny hair.
Yeah.
Everyone had funny
population
hair.
Crisis, of course.
Everyone had funny hair, so let's look at them.
Funny hair, funny mustaches. Remember us doing the 60s, Steve?
Yeah.
What happened with the Flintstones in the 60s?
They were smoking.
Yeah. They were smoking and advertising to kids. Well, my first fact about the 1970s, the Flintstones made a bit of a change. Because President Nixon signed legislation that officially banned cigarette ads from television and on the radio.
But the prophet.
Well done, buddy.
The prophet stones quick.
Yeah. So, do you know what they moved on to?
No.
Let me show you. Hi. So who have we got returning here, Steve?
Fred.
All right. So what do you think he's advertising today?
Bubbles.
Fruity Pebbles.
Do
you know what Fruity Pebbles are?
Your people, mate.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a Fruity Pebble myself.
You're eating up the Fruity Pebbles as fast as we make them.
Oh, but Fred, post Fruity Pebble cereal's part of a balanced breakfast.
Oh. A cereal.
Cereal, part of a balanced breakfast. So Fred Flintstone's made a bit of a turnaround. He's gone to rehab. He's quit the ciggies and he's on to Fruity Pebbles.
I don't know.
What do you think? Is that better?
Yeah, but my average sugar.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Did you hear what Barney said?
What did Barney say?
The perfect way to start your healthy day.
Come on, Fred. I don't smoke anymore. But this is not a healthy start.
No, I'd agree with you, Steve. So, I guess in the 70s, the Flintstones were getting a little bit better. But, famous tennis match called the Battle of the Sexes, Bobby versus Billy. So that was the best male tennis player in the world.
Bobby, is that quick?
So the best man who was the tennis player champion at some point.
Mm-hmm.
He was retired. He said no.
Just like my dad.
Just like your dad. What, best tennis player or retired?
My dad.
So he said, he told everyone, no woman could ever beat me in a game of tennis.
Yeah.
So he had he was challenged by the best female tennis player in the world at the time. So it was man versus woman in a tennis match.
Oh, wow, Greg.
Well, I'll tell you, but I want to know what you think. Who would you think would win?
You, Greg.
Me? Well, for one, I don't play tennis. And two, this was a good 30 years before I was born. But thank you for your support, Michael.
I don't know, Greg.
So we'll start with you, Amy. What do you think? So you've got a retired tennis player, man.
Yeah.
And the best woman tennis player in the world.
The best tennis in the world.
The woman?
The best man, I think.
He was once the best man who played tennis in the world, playing the now best tennis player in the world.
Yeah, woman. Greg.
The retiring one.
And why is that?
I think he did it and then now it's finished.
Basically it comes down to in a game of tennis, you've got a man and a woman. Who would win?
I think the man.
You think the man?
Yeah.
What do you think, Michael?
Yeah, I go the man.
You think the man? A lot of people thought that. So why do you think that?
You told us.
I told you. I haven't told you who won yet. I mean, the big...
asking us.
Like, yeah, get on with it, Greg. Well, yeah. This was a very important for women everywhere because they were saying this was it was a crusade for equality in sports. Because people were saying, I don't know if you remember listening to the radio last week where they were saying that men should help women clean the house.
Yeah.
It was kind of battling those kind of stigmas and stereotypes that women are just supposed to stay home and do the cleaning and they can't do things as well as men can.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that? Do you think that's true? Or?
The women claims that the men part is being lazy, being...
Okay, fair enough. I like your point.
My dad, my house is going to be my mom or my dad.
Really, Amy? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I won't drag this out any longer. So we both think the man won the match.
No, man.
I think the man.
No, the girl wins.
You think the girl wins, Michael?
Yeah.
You're right. The female. Yeah, so which was a huge moment.
Yeah,
for women everywhere.
Yeah, I do. Well, is this a film for that? Actually,
there is.
Yeah.
It's
Chris and Dutts.
And Chris.
It's not that funny.
You're thinking of Wimbledon.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same. There is a movie about it, and it's got Steve. Steve Carell from The Office.
Yeah.
And I think it's Emma Stone as well.
Is Kristen Dunst.
Kristen Dunst is in Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Which is completely unrelated. But it is a movie about tennis, so.
Is it a game? I'm just doing it. Can I forget you?
Cut that.
Welcome back to That 70s Show.
That 70s Show, that's right. This is probably one of my favourite songs from the 70s, and we've both chosen it. You're going to dedicate it to someone, and I'm going to dedicate it to someone completely different.
This is for Patrick McDonald, and he's a bit of a rascal, this guy.
Well, the person I'm dedicating this to is also a bit of a rascal.
Who is it?
Well, I'll tell you. You tell us a bit about your elusive Patrick.
Now, Patrick McDonald, he's such a nice man. He's a nice man to joke with. So, let's prank Patrick. So, this week, I'm going to put some salt in his coffee.
You're going to put some salt in his coffee?
Yep, and some sugar.
Why the sugar? So that it's not too harsh of a drink.
I'm going to put some chili powder.
Chili powder, sugar, salt.
Yep, and some chili flakes.
Oh, yeah?
And some fish food.
Some fish food.
What will he be saying?
To be honest, I think he's going to, by the amount of ingredients you put in, I think he'll see it floating at the top.
What will he say?
Probably just won't drink it.
Well, and I'll put it on his head. So this is for Patrick McDonald on Speakeasy FM. Come on, Patrick!
Oh, and my person I'm dedicating it to, this is their favourite song. And they are such a little rascal.
Is it me?
Is this your favourite song?
Yeah.
Well, they're a rascal like you.
Who is it?
This is my little Zoe. This is her favourite song.
So, this song is for Patrick.
And this song goes to my little Zoe.
On top of the world on Speakeasy FM.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for clear. It's because you are here, you're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top. And it's telling me that things are not the same. In the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same for you and me. All I need will be mine if you are here. I'm on the top of the world, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top of the world.
So we're playing some good 70s music. Now, Amy, one of the best, one of the, someone who is an absolute star in the 70s is someone who you and your family love listening to. It's Rod Stewart.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you like about Rod Stewart? What do you think makes him special?
Well, I think good up his songs. So I actually good up his, all my life, that music. So like a girl.
Yeah, well, you got to imagine his music had been around 20 years before you were even born. So your parents actually probably would have listened to him when they were little as well.
My dad didn't.
Oh, didn't he? Only liked him when he was older.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But my mom does.
Yeah.
Well, she's a bit, well, she have a little bit of a fan of her, so.
A little bit of a fan.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I think we definitely need to play some.
Yes, we'll play Rod Stewart today.
Yeah, I think we're going to play some Rod Stewart. This is my favourite Rod Stewart song. Sound familiar at all?
I know this is Bound.
Yeah.
I don't know that part.
And did you know that he had a wife in New Zealand at one point?
Yes.
What was her name?
I don't know.
Rachel Hunter.
Rachel.
Yeah. She used to come down to my cafe sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You used to tell her, like, this was Stewart.
Well, they were divorced at that point.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. But I wanted to ask her, hey, what's Rod like in real life?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think he's, how do you think he'd be?
I never met them. I think my parents did, so.
Do you know how many wives he's had?
Quite a lot.
Quite a lot.
Yeah. Oh, I know this song.
Yeah.
Can you play Let's Do It all Day?
For 2 more minutes, we can.
Yeah. This is my good friend, Let's Do It, on the Speaking Easy FM. My voice.
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart, and that's what really hurts. The morning sun, when it's in your face, really shows your age.
Another big fact that happened in the 70s, Steve.
What?
This didn't really seem to upset Amy Michael, but I thought, oh, the Beatles broke up in the 70s.
Yay!
Oh. Yay!
No.
They're one of the biggest bands in the world that broken up.
I think they should get back together.
Well, I mean, might be a bit difficult. They're missing 2 members. But yeah. Can you imagine being able to see the Beatles again? I guess no one in the 70s thought that was the last time that you'd see them together.
So, we got a funny news story. What is this news
story?
That's
right. Time for the news, Steve. All right. Well, I mean, quarantine going on in Australia. We all know about that. All right. So, do we know what drones are, Steve?
Yep.
Drones spotted delivering cigarettes to an Australian hotel quarantine.
Why?
A woman undergoing a quarantine on the Gold Coast, Australia, has breached her isolation conditions.
Is she nuts?
After receiving a packet of cigarettes delivered via drone.
Why the hell would you want drugs delivered by drone?
Well, cigarettes.
How bad does someone need to smoke her?
Okay, bad enough to get a drone to drop a pack up.
I know.
A man is believed to have been operating the drone from outside the Crown Plaza
we should do that
at Broad Beach last Sunday, July 11th. The sneaky exchange was spotted by a hotel staff member who notified the police and interviewed the quarantine woman.
Now, that's how Patrick would have... He would have just rung up the police and reported him.
Yeah, you think he would have done that?
Probably. Patrick!
So, do you think they should get a fine, Steve?
Yep.
They did. How much do you think it is?
$51.
Ooh, police have since given the woman a $1,300 fine for the stunt. Oh.
Oh.
How many cigarettes do you think you could have bought for that?
Probably 100.
Yeah, I think quite a few.
I know quarantine is stressful, but I wouldn't do...
Your smoker can wait.
Your smoker can wait, girl. So.
Yeah, good point, Steve.
Where's your mama gone?
Where's your mama?
News article, which I think you'll probably quite enjoy, Steve.
Oh, great. What is it now?
Do you remember the first time you and I did the news? Mm-hmm. Talking about what we were talking about, our very first story.
An island.
Huh?
An island.
Yeah, well, I finished with the island. Do you remember what the first article was that ground you get, that got you all worked up?
No.
The cycle lane.
Yeah. Oh, another one? Yeah. Oh, no!
Okay, so, painting found on Harbour Bridge during rush hour traffic.
Where was this?
Police have decided not to launch an investigation after a painting was found on the south side of the Harbour Bridge during rush hour traffic.
Where was this?
The painting was found on the guardrail between the southbound lanes, popped up underneath an 80k speed sign. The transport agency said they have had the painting removed within 15 minutes of it being placed Wednesday morning.
Yesterday.
Yeah, there's a bunch of criminals out yesterday by the sounds of it.
Well, why don't we have a look at these? Can I just page it? I want to take on the... Is they locked them up?
So, State Highway 1 across the Harbour Bridge is a high-speed motorway with no protection for pedestrians.
Mm.
We would like to remind people it's illegal to purposefully stop on the Harbour Bridge, an agency spokesperson said.
Well, what about you? How you need help from the police?
Well, do you think this person was trying to help the police with their painting?
Yes.
They're painting a picture.
What do you think the picture's of?
Probably of them.
Well, let me tell you.
I want to find out.
The impressionistic style painting portrays a wistful scene of Auckland's transport network.
Have you seen it? Can you, is there a picture of it?
Yep, with walkers.
Can I have it?
I'll show you.
With Patrick.
Can you see it?
I want Patrick's, review on it.
So, on the painting was a picture of the Harbour Bridge. Do you know what's coming? Okay, picture of the Harbour Bridge.
Picture of the Harbour Bridge.
With walkers.
Can I have it?
Cyclists. And a train in the foreground of the Auckland CBD.
Oh, God, that's it.
So do you know why they did that?
Why?
Because they're saying it's time that we get our cycle lane bridge.
Well, I disagree. So stop being idiots and give us back our bridge.
So it's someone who believes in that bridge so strongly risked their life to go and put that picture there.
I think that was Patrick. Patrick! Is it Patrick? Patrick! Get us home!
So, Steve, what's your message to the all these criminals out there?
Stop it, criminals! So, I'm going to play them a song. Bicycle, 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 I want to ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle, I want to ride it where I like. You say black, I say white. You say bar, I say bite. You say shark, I say him. And George was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars. You say Rose, I say Roy. You say God, give me a choice. Say Lord, I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman. All I wanna do is it's that time again.
It is, and it's been a pleasure as always.
It's been a pleasure as always.
How cool were the 70s?
Pretty crazy, but please do not smoke.
Yeah, I mean, we finally got away from Fred Flintstone with the smoking.
I did not allow it.
He was on the Fruity Pebbles, and now we've got people delivering smokes near with drones.
It was probably Greg Jacobs.
Yeah, maybe it was. What do you think?
Probably.
You know, when it's a stressful day, you just got to have a drag.
Maybe it was your dad, Greg. I'll talk to him.
So I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Speak to you next week on Speakers FM. That's our voice.